Turn with me in your Bibles this evening to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 9. Book of Ezekiel in chapter 9. And let's read verses 3 and 4. And the glory of the God of Israel was gone up from the cherub whereupon he was to the threshold of the house, and he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the writer's inkhorn by his side. So you see who it was. Now verse 4. And the Lord said unto him, the man in verse 3, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. This point, and it just lines up with verse 4, is the mission of the one clothed in linen, or the commission that is given to the one clothed in linen. But as we read verse 4, we tried to read it slowly and emphasize that there was a distinction. There was a distinction that was made, a distinction that was to be made between the ones he was to mark and the ones he didn't mark. Now, basically, that distinction was those that are mourning because of the great abominations that are being created, are being performed in the land. Boy, there's many directions we could go with that, isn't there? And one of the questions I had, and maybe we'll answer it yet before we're done, or address it before we're done. But a question for, at least for me to ask myself, and a question for each one of you to ask yourselves, is do we weep? Do we mourn? Do we lament over the great lamentations? Over the great abominations that are committed in our land? People all around us, of which it's growing worse and worse and worse, not getting any better. Of course, we're told from Scripture it wouldn't get better. But there still ought to be a mourning and a lamenting for those great abominations. You see, here a distinction is made in those that are to be saved, those that are to be sealed. From destruction. The Lord. The Lord by His grace has made a distinction between those chosen to salvation and those that are condemned. Amen. Turn with me in your Bibles this evening to the book of Romans. The book of Romans and chapter 9. And verse 15. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Well, that doesn't sound right, does it? That doesn't sound fair, does it? That God has chosen some to have mercy on and that He's chosen others to be condemned? Whoa. Did He choose any to be condemned? All are condemned. All abide under condemnation, do they not? What's Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 says? Say, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's every man. Every woman. Every child. The psalmist says, we come forth from our mother's womb speaking lies. And therefore, we abide under death. For the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. That is the condemnation of the law. Every one of Adam's posterities. God didn't choose Adam to sin. God created him good and upright. And He told him, in the day that you disobey, you shall surely die. And Adam chose to disobey. And all of his posterity, because like begets like, that is, every one of his children carried on the nature of their father, Adam. We are all children of Adam, and we have the nature of Adam, which was to sin. And so we are abiding under the law is condemned. Amen. Condemned to death. Now all of the condemned. God said, I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? That He loves some, and because He loves some, He chose to show, be merciful to them and compassionate to them and gave them His grace. Let's continue reading here. Verse 16. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the Scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, Who art thou that repliest against God? And men all the time are replying against God. How unfair it is of God to do that. Well, how wicked and sinful are we? God has condemned all who sin to death. And of those He chose some because of His great love to be merciful and compassionate to and bestow His grace upon them. Nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, Why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show His wrath and to make His power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? And He did and He does. Why? For those whom He pleased to show mercy on, for their sakes. And that He might make known the riches of His glory on the vessels of mercy, which He had afore prepared unto glory. Ephesians chapter 2, in verse 4. Well, let's read verses 1 and 3 also. Just to show you that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And you have it quick. You who are saved, you that God has been pleased to show mercy upon because of His great love, and bestow His grace upon you. And you hath He quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, when in time past. You see, we all did. And all do. When in times past He walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. You see, the wrath of God abided upon us. It abides upon all. But God. But God chose to show mercy to some and compassion to some and bestow His great grace upon them. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even we which were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. So, John 3:18 tells us this. In John chapter 3, verse 18, He said, He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You see, and he that believeth on Him is not condemned. He that believeth. Those are those ones that God chose to be merciful to and show compassion to and bestow His grace upon. He predestined that. He predestined their belief. He ordained their belief. Turn with me to Acts. Acts chapter 13. Verse 48. And when the Gentiles heard this, that is the gospel preached, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained, predestinated to eternal life, believed. And that's in keeping with Romans chapter 8 and verse 29. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. He predestinated them to believe and to be conformed to the image of His Son through belief, through faith in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, by His power and providence, He secures them with a mark, with a sign, with a seal that's placed in their forehead. You see, turn with me to 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 21. Now, He which establisheth us, that is, makes sure. He that makes sure us, or makes us sure with you in Christ, and hath anointed us, is God, who hath also sealed us. He set a seal upon, and what was the purpose of a seal? It was for security. It was to secure it and guarantee it's safe arrival. Amen. And not only is it a seal, and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. What is an earnest? An earnest is a down payment. And what does a down payment do? A down payment guarantees the completed payment. In other words, our salvation is completed. It's guaranteed. The Holy Spirit is given to us as a seal and as an earnest of that. Wow. Has God done a lot for you? Has God done a lot for me? You see, He not only chose me before the foundation of the world. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, eternal love. That is the moment I was on His mind. There was never a time I wasn't on His mind. He loved me. And therefore, He chose to be merciful and compassionate to me and bestow His grace upon me. And when the fullness of time was come, Jesus Christ came to this earth as a man. And He suffered. He died. Paying my sin debt. Paying my penalty on the cross of Calvary. Placed Him in a tomb. He made his grave with the wicked. But he rose again for my justification so that I could have the forgiveness of sins. And one day, because he rose one day, they may lay this body in the grave, in the ground, put it 6 feet under. It may return to dust from whence it came. But one day, it's all going to come back together and be raised anew, an incorruptible body. Praise God. He's done so much for his people. And yet, we are so unthankful. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 13. In whom ye also trusted, that is in Jesus Christ. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed. Sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. Until the redemption of the purchased possession. You see, He redeemed us. And the earnest, the sealing and the earnest guarantee the completed down payment. It's done. Because God that cannot lie has promised. We're sealed with His Holy Spirit. With the Spirit of Jesus. You see. Yes, verse 5 of Galatians chapter, or verse 6 of Galatians chapter 4. And because you're sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son. That's our Holy Spirit. Into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. You see, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of His Son, Jesus Christ. Which is who? God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You see? Well, what a blessing we have in Christ. And this we're going to look at, go on with next week. In our text in Ezekiel. And we're going to have more to say in comparison to we that are saved. This marking going on in Ezekiel chapter 9, it just corresponds with the marking of every one of His people. They're marked. They're sealed. And we're going to see that plainly next week. We have a mark in our forehead. What's that mark? Anyone know? Oh, the name of Jesus is written in our foreheads. Well, we'll go on from there next week and look at that next week. Shall we stand?